You're listening to SBS News.
Between the 1940s and 2018, 390 people who were either members of the clergy or in positions of trust associated with the church were convicted of sexual offences against children and young people. An investigation by the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse found that in many cases, the Church of England failed to take the abuse allegations seriously, and that perpetrators were given more support than victims, and that allegations were often covered up. In some instances, it was found that clergymen known to have sexually abused children in the past were nonetheless ordained and protected by senior members of the church. Jonathan Gibbs, the Church of England safeguarding lead, admitted that in the past there were failures on the part of the church to act, adding that there was indeed a cover-up and that this had to change.
I think some aspects of what happened in the past, there was indeed cover-up. There was a failure to recognise what was going on. There was a question of looking after people we knew on the part of certain senior clergy. That fundamentally has to be challenged and changed.
Julie Connolly, the Archdeacon of Tunbridge, said that she believes the issue of child sexual abuse within the church is not an issue of a previous age, and that abuse could still be prevalent in the Church of England.
We know that sexual offenders will look for places where it is relatively easy to abuse. And that has been true of the church. The church has been a place that has not taken safeguarding seriously enough. We've been naive. There's been collusion. There's been poor practice. We've failed to listen to safeguarding professionals. While we are working hard to improve, and we have seen improvements in our training, in the way we recruit volunteers and clergy, in the way we respond to allegations, while we've seen improvements, we've still got a long way to go. So I think it would be, I don't think I can agree that this is something of a previous age. We know from the numbers of sex offenders who are in prison or being supervised by probation that this is prevalent. This is not disappearing.
Secretary to the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse, John O'Brien, suspects that the number of clergy involved in abuse is actually greater than the 390 that were convicted in the past, and that the problem is still a large-scale one.
Of course, 390 convictions will mean there were many more allegations. So we can see both historically and very recently that this is still a fairly large-scale problem. And the church needs to get to grips with this, needs to have the proper safeguarding structure in place.
The report also found that in many cases, the Church of England failed to take the abuse allegations seriously and that perpetrators were given more support than victims. For those who endured abuse, such as Phil Johnson, chairman of the Minister and Clergy Sexual Abuse Survivors, the effects of the abuse are long-lasting and can be debilitating.
It's very hard sometimes for people like myself to go into churches and to see people in you know, church vestments and to smell the smell of incense. You know, all these are triggering things. And you never know when you're going to get hit by triggers like this. And they can be debilitating. They can result in flashbacks, you know, and suddenly, you know, you're walking along, you know, doing a professional job, and suddenly you're a 10-year-old child who's terrified.
Following the release of the report, the Church of England has acknowledged that progress has been too slow in supporting abuse victims and survivors, and said it was completely committed to improving this. The Church announced last month that it had set up a large compensation fund for survivors of past abuse by members of the clergy. The report came after the inquiry held several public hearings in 2018 and 2019. The inquiry last year published a linked report focusing on disgraced Bishop Peter Ball, who was imprisoned in 2015 for sexually abusing 18 young men over three decades.